Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning with the Phils. They did it again. Another late win last night. And the Phils with a really outstanding comeback. And then a surge there at the end, a Marshawn home run. We'll play that for you a couple times today because it was an exciting call from Scott Fransky and an exciting moment as the Phils obviously are closing in on, at the very least, a 2-seed. Still have a shot for the 1-seed. Now, Brewers won last night, so that's a bummer. But the Phils in great shape heading into October baseball. We'll talk about the Eagles extensively as well. 4 days to a, call it a mini showdown with the Rams. Heck of a playoff game last year. They played twice last year. Eagles beat them both times. But Eagles and Rams, certainly two of the better teams in the NFC. We'll get to that. We'll get to some of the issues with the Eagles. And it's funny, one, there's an issue because they're really good at it, which is the tush push. Not a negative issue, but one that the country's frustrated with. And then the other issue that I think we're all a little frustrated with is the Eagles' offense not so good. And we'll kind of dive into what is going on there so far. So a lot to do, all of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Flamingos.
Always full of energy at the beginning.
Flamingos.
I mean, my did you wake up like 2 minutes
coffee,
ago?
Have some coffee, John.
My God. Hey, put it out!
Oh, John.
No. Well, you gotta do, you gotta say,
bang!
Flamingos.
A little echo going on there, huh?
It was good, right?
Bang!
What up, John?
Flamingos are pink on the inside, not just on the outside. And remember, this is because of the foods that they eat,
ooh,
the algae that they eat, the crustaceans that they eat, the microscopic plant materials that form tones of orange and pink and red and yellow. So the coloration is in the plumage, but it's also in the bird's tissues, in the skin, in the blood. Even the egg yolk itself is pink.
So I can't say how do they know because it's real easy. You just
kill
one and
easy
cut it
one,
open.
Yeah.
Kill it, cut it, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Blam.
It's, you know, pink. Once again.
You didn't even need to say that you didn't have to say that because
good.
We could all put that together.
All right, so let's get to it, guys. We got the Phils last night. Great job. They're going to be at least a 2-seed. Dodgers. Look, Ohtani was amazing. The Dodgers pull him out after 5.
Thanks, Dave Roberts.
Yeah, they're booing, you know, out there in L.A., they're booing Dave Roberts. I get it. I mean, Ohtani's coming back, still sort of coming back from a major injury because from a pitching standpoint, it's not like he's been extended to go 7, 8, 9 innings. But he was, you know, no-hitter through 5. He pulls him out. Phillies immediately surge, tie the game, and then ultimately win it late with the Marchand homer. So an excellent performance. And it was not ironic. It was a weird game. Phillies only had a hit in 2 innings. But they scored 8 runs and won the game. So make of it what you will. Great job by them lately. You can react 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles' offense. Not good out of the gate. John, in your opinion, biggest reason why? And I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. We feel good about the 2-0 Eagles, but much like last year, there's like, yeah, my team's winning, but there's a but. And so there's a little bit of confusion. John, what do you make of the offense? How concerned are you? Are you not concerned?
Well,
the passing, the running, the offensive line hurts, the whole thing, the new coach, Petullo. What do you make of it? What's going on, your opinion?
I am not concerned about the offense at this point right now because it is early, because it is a new play caller situation. Even though Kevin Petullo is familiar, it is his first time doing this. And we do have to give him some grace. And we also have to give the team some grace as well in that we were told this is sort of their warm-up. This is the the ramp to the regular season that apparently in their mind now begins in October.
Right.
So that's what we are conditioned to believe is their approach. I guess we just sort of have to put our faith that they know what they're doing. But I think that the offense, yes, it's somewhat pedestrian right now. You look at what Saquon did in this last game, and hey, teams devote themselves to taking the run away. He had, 88 yards, average 4.4, per carry or something like that. It was a slog because it's two teams butting heads. This is how you win. You have to, fight in the trenches and see who comes out the better man for it one-on-one, and then the better team for it when it, 60 minutes expire. We were that team, and it's it hasn't had to have been flashy. We didn't have to put up the big numbers because our defense did their job. The whole idea of symbiotic, everything fitting together effectively. When the offense is moving the ball with Saquon at that rate,
yeah.
Because a defenses are doing a good job thus far.
Well, K-State,
stick with the run. Yeah. I'm happy we stuck with the run.
Yeah.
We did enough to win these games. It hasn't looked great
for
those who are looking to blow people out. But, hey, we're told be patient. So what am I – right now I'm still being patient. I don't think it looks as great as I want it to look. I'm being honest.
Well, no one would say it's as good as they want it to look.
But I'm told it will be better, and I believe them, and I know that we have all the talent in the world and the coaching as well. So, two more weeks, I'm going to suspend my disbelief and
So I bet you a lot of people
getting a little bit better.
I bet you a lot of people where you are, John. I'm curious as you listen to our show today and react to the first 2 weeks of Eagles football and sort of by extension last year, because we have 2 weeks, but we also have past years that form our opinion of what this offense is, what it should be, what it will be, et cetera, et cetera. So amongst a series of questions, they would be the following. What, in your opinion, is wrong with the Eagles offense? That is, if something is wrong with the Eagles offense, because I'm guessing there's some people here that say nothing to see here. Everything's fine. So I'm curious if you come down on that side or not. How concerned are you about the Eagles offense, and what specifically troubles you about it? Hit us up 215-592-9494. I've written down like five or six things that I think are all factors. So Petullo's obviously come under the microscope quite a bit. This is one of those ones that is trickier to, I'll say, prove. 2 weeks into a season. There's talk of predictability. That very well may be the case. John, you've talked about the Kansas City thing, that you think they went a little bit more on the simple side because of the crowd noise. Could be. Yeah. Look, let's remember this. Eagles offense started excellent this year. First three drives, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. So really what we're talking about is about a game and a half that it's been essentially inefficient, and half a game that was incredibly efficient. Petullo, we'll see as time goes on. To me, that's not the number one. I think it's Jalen in the passing game. Now, I am aware the offensive line has not looked as good. I don't know if people focus on that as much. Ray talked about it with us earlier this week. I think he's right. I mean, to me, the eye test seems to indicate something seems a little off there. The Saquon thing, we've wondered about if there would be an effect after last year. Maybe. Okay, it's only been two games, maybe. I mean, he has not, to me, looked quite as explosive. I'm not saying it's a massive drop-off, but he hasn't looked quite as explosive, so there's a maybe there. But
he hasn't broken any off,
Well, he hasn't.
Ones.
Yeah, but I do come back often to Hurts. I mean, to me, the thing about last year that stood out, or the reaction last year, I think so many people hung their hat on how he finished those final two games and forgot the slog that was most of the season. Look, most of the season, he was exceptional in the running game. He was exceptional at not turning it over. And he was well below average in the passing game. That's my assessment. You may disagree with that, but I'm going to say it one more time. My assessment of the overall season last year, and to me it is largely held this year, excellent in the running game, excellent not turning it over, well below average in the passing game. That's how I see him. And that to me is the biggest problem with the offense. Now, others might say Petullo. Some might say it's a Saquon thing. Some might say they should hire Petullo. But where do you stand? Biggest issue is which one, John?
Biggest issue is...
By the way, someone might say KC's defense is really good, and that's just why they got stymied, and it's absolutely not a problem. And I'm not saying that's an impossible answer, but it's not what I think the number one answer is.
It's not as simple as any one thing. I think it's a combination of Kansas City. We know Steve Spagnuolo is going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at you, and he's going to make it tough. That contributes to slowing things down, both by, you know, land and sea, you know, but you land and air, know, so to speak. This offense is growing, and we have to allow for that, I guess. I am not worried yet.
Do you think the biggest issue is sluggish out of camp, that they didn't put much into playing in the preseason?
Absolutely. You think that's number one? That's another thing. They didn't do anything full speed. It's all walkthroughs, and you can't really connect with your receivers when you know timing these things up. We're talking about, hey, coach, why aren't you doing more like site adjustments and hot routes and things like that? Well, they just haven't had reps at anything full speed. It's all been
They put in a lot of work in training camp. Not the starters on preseason, but in training camp, they went pretty hard.
So. All right, well, pretty look, you be
but
the,
there weren't a lot of snaps with the starting speed. Offense together. You that be, was tracked.
You be yeah, the judge. You be the judge of what you believe the biggest issue is, and by extension, how concerned or not you are about it. 215-592-9494. All right, off and rolling. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Big Show, Devin Seltzer, and Rhea as well. Your opportunity on the phone lines. We got some great prizes to give you today. All sorts of guests. It's going to be a boffo show. Plus, the Phils, they are freaking on a roll. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
It's never happened in the history of Benari Jewelers, but this event was worth the wait. I'm talking about their September financing event. You can dream big, pop the question, celebrate that special occasion, because when you make a purchase at Benari Jewelers, you pay nothing down and get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Yeah, you heard right. Not one penny down and absolutely no interest for 5 years at Benari Jewelers. Imagine a $10,000 designer engagement ring for less than $170 a month. Those $3,000 diamond studs, just $50 a month. Zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Visit Benari during the September financing event. Look around, see something you like. Just divide the price by 60. Spread that payment over 5 years. You can finance the entire purchase price, including the tax. This is Benari's most aggressive offer ever, now through September 30th. The September financing event, exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square, on approved credit. Some exclusions apply.
That's a great call by Scott Fransky.
Amazing. He's so good.
I mean, he really revved it up on that one. And obviously, big moment for Marshan, who hasn't had too many this year, but that was...
You know the whole thing.
One of his
him,
bigger ones of the year.
If JT wasn't ill, and I'm curious about the ill part. Rob Thompson said he would have pinch hit for him.
He would have pinch hit Romuto. He would have put Romuto in.
Correct.
You're saying?
That's
I got
gotcha.
You.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, Dave Roberts. So, Ree, what do you make of Dave? You know, the first thing that was said to me this morning. I'm walking in here. Dave Uram KYW looks at me.
Me too. Bye, Dave.
And I believe. Yeah, it was because you know sometimes you walk in here. It's the first time you talk to somebody. And I believe the first words he said to me were, would you have taken Ohtani out?
So he said, what did you think of Dave Roberts,
was what he said to me. Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think of it, Ray?
Well, I'm appreciative.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that because the stats, what they've done, 12 of their last 19 losses have been charged to their relievers. So to me, when I listened to Dave Roberts postgame, he said he spoke to Ohtani. Ohtani's like, whatever you want to do. I hate when pitchers say that. You either say you want him to stay in or I got to come out.
But let me say this. Nobody expected him to pitch 9 innings.
No.
So what difference does it make if he goes 6 innings?
Correct.
No hit? He's not going 9
pitches.
Innings. Right?
I feel exactly. That was
what
my... That's what I said to Uram. I was like, listen, like, he's not going 9. Dave Roberts pulled Clayton Kershaw in a perfect game through 7. Like, he's done this like 5, 6, 7 times already. Like, it is what it is. Like,
I'm the guy, maybe more than anybody, that's like, keep him in. I'm that guy. But not when it's Ohtani, who's the best player in baseball, coming back from a major injury, hasn't been stretched out yet.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, like, they really weren't going to get the 2 seed anyway.
Another point.
What are we doing here?
His point is these 2 players in 1, and I do get that. But he said, Dave Roberts says, it was a hard 5 innings. I'm like, you're allowed to walk. Right. Don't tell me it was a hard time.
Right, right. All right, so you can react on the Phils last night. We also have a Twitter poll question of the day. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the $7,500 federal EV tax credit. It ends soon, September 30th. Obviously, it's coming up in 2 weeks. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Poll question. Biggest issue with the Eagles' offense is, put them in alphabetical order, A, Jalen Hurts, B, Kevin Pitullo, C, sluggish.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With limited training camp preparation, whether you count that as like the practices or not playing in the game, the whole overall thing. And then D, something else.
D.
What do you think it is, Ray?
They need Dallas Goedert back in the worst way. Grant Calcaterra cannot block to save his life. You know, they were going for a touchdown on the very first play, and AJ was wide open with his arm open.
Yeah.
And Calcaterra lost contain on his guy, and he was terrible run blocking. Yeah. I mean, I would rather them have another offensive lineman out there than him. If Goddard's got to miss more
it
time.
It is a step backwards. There's no question. All right, you can weigh in at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. I'm very curious for the poll result on that one. And then obviously on the phone lines, what you make of it. By the way, it's not to say, you know, sky's falling at all. They're 2-0. They have a great shot to be 4-0, 5-0, 6-0. I mean, they're an outstanding football team. But I will say this, just because they won a Super Bowl last year with a pedestrian passing attack doesn't mean they will always win a Super Bowl with a pedestrian passing attack. I am disappointed in game. And look, I thought Jalen played very well game one. Very well. I was very clear about that. But I thought he took a big step back in game two. And I'm disappointed that the success he showed late last season hasn't carried over to the last three halves. First half of first game, outstanding. The second half of the first game and the next two halves, not so good by him passing. And obviously, AJ should be frustrated. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in, I've never heard of it before, Robbinsville. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Where's First Robbinsville, Jeff?
New Jersey, I think, right?
Robbinsville is like near Princeton.
Okay, all right.
First time, long time. Thanks for having me. I'm going to make a couple quick points, and you can decide to talk about them if you
floor
want
floor is yours, sir. What do you got?
Eagles. I go D. I go fans. Like, I just am very confused as to why we are so critical. Listen, I enjoy listening, and I always listen, so we have to talk about something. But Jalen, like, all that guy does is win. And, like, yeah, he maybe has a deficiency in one area, but even the best quarterbacks have a deficiency in one area. Like Brady, how many running yards did he have? AJ, everyone's so critical about his diva-ness. But, like, how bad is it that he read a book? Like, what else? You know, there's so many T.O. doing crunches on the driveway. Like, there's so many at worse. And Nick, like, all that dude has done is bring in the best people, adjust well, and win. You know, and I think overall, like, what other team would you want to be, would you want to trade places with?
Well, I wouldn't. Now, listen, Jeff, I think you bring up a lot of really good points. And, you know, I can't say what percentage of people are in full lockstep with you, but I bet you a bunch are. I mean, that's what you're saying, and I understand it, is the things are fine. Like, things are actually great, and, you know, they're not perfect, but they're great. and embrace that. And listen, it's a reasonable position. I mean, Jeff, I think it is entirely possible the Eagles have the best team in pro football. If they don't, they certainly have one of the three or four best teams in pro football and have a great shot to win the Super Bowl. So I get your position. I'll say this, though. You know, things aren't always going to be, I don't want to say as smooth as last year. It wasn't all smooth, but you're going to have more injuries at some seasons, probably this year. And I do worry. I thought that the Eagles team largely carried Jalen last year. And I worry if the team is lesser, that the results will be lesser. That's my concern.
Well, I totally agree with you. I just, like, I'm very grateful that they're putting out a good product.
You should be. Yeah, no, listen.
I'm 46 years old. I've lived through the tough times. So I understand that it always won't be smooth and things can't break your way all the time.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm happy right now that they've put out a great product. And I wouldn't want to trade, like, obviously I wouldn't root for another team, but I wouldn't want to trade places with any other organization.
All right, Jeff, look, you're on the record. I think it makes a lot of sense on a lot of fronts.
We also have to factor in the additional layer of intensity that occurs when you're playing against the Super Bowl champion. I know that you seem to discount it. It really is a thing. When teams play against us, they play their best game.
The Cowboys certainly play better against the Eagles than they did against the Giants.
No question.
Yeah, right? I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Case in point.
Yeah. Even though they won the one they played lesser in, they were more impressive against the Eagles than New York.
Because their kicker carried the team.
He really did.
He truly did.
No, he was unbelievable. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, Sirianni. We had him on the program very late in yesterday's show. We're going to bring you that interview, phone calls, and all the topics we're discussing today, including the Phils. How pumped up you are with what they're doing. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
As the weather starts to cool down, the very last thing you want is a faulty HVAC system that cannot keep you and your family comfortable as the season changes. Horizon Services, they are here to keep you comfortable no matter the temperature. Contact Horizon to keep your HVAC working at peak performance and your home comfortable and worry-free year-round no matter the season. With Horizon Services, get up to $1,150 off a new HVAC system replacement plus 0% financing. Horizon Services offers same-day emergency repairs, money-saving warranties, and flexible payment options. So the job gets done on your schedule, and here's the best part, according to your budget. With Horizon Services, you know job's going to be done right the first time. So click or call, day or night, Horizon Services available 24/7, so they're always there for you in case of emergency. Schedule a visit today, horizonservices.com. Book today, knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Go crazy! Good morning, boys and girls. Hope you're having a good start to your day. Eagles had a good end to their Sunday because they got to 2-0. Sirianni was fired up, headed to the locker room. Head coach joins us every Tuesday, pretty late in our program, 8:40. So from time to time, we'll give you an encore of that interview early in our Wednesday show. No, it's a different audience to a large extent early on the next day. So, all right, Sirianni with us yesterday. We covered some extensive ground about the offense and more of the victory in KC. Him fired up, walking off the field to the locker room. Let's listen to the head coach with us yesterday. We now know you're a big fan of 8 Mile and Eminem, quoting him going off the. That was quite a moment. You were fired up going into that locker room.
Yeah, it's always, you know, you're always emotional after a game. At least I am. I don't know.
Sure.
There's a lot of hard work that goes into it. There's some meaning behind that, why we were singing that and everything like that. But it was a really good win against a really good opponent in a hostile environment, and those are hard to come by in the NFL.
How much did you strip the offense down for the noise in Arrowhead, Coach?
Yeah, you know, obviously, every time you go into a loud environment, which every place is loud, but this place is unusually loud, you have to go through a process to, you know, what can you call, what can you not call, what kind of pre-snap motion and different communication things can you do? So there's always adjustments made in every environment, and so those things were all thought of, and obviously. You do a little bit different things on the road than you do in a home game.
How can you create more explosive plays?
Yeah, that's something that we definitely have to do, have to be able to do. It's hard to you know, slowly move the ball down the field. Now it happens, and you want that, but we know a big part of our offense is being able to create explosive plays. And that comes in a lot of different shapes and forms. You know, it could be a run play. We had a lot of those last year, right? With those, you know, I think Saquon had the most 50-yard or 40-yard plus runs in the NFL last year. But, you know, it can also be a deep shot over, you know, I think everyone thinks explosive, but you got to throw, you know, kind of the play we had in the Super Bowl to Smitty. That doesn't have to always be that way. It could be a short pass. It could be a screen pass. It could be a, you know, it could be an intermediate ball. It could be an over-the-top ball like that. So, you know, we have to be able to move the ball down the field explosively, as well as being able to be efficient. We've been efficient being able to move it, but, you know, we have to be able to do both. And obviously that's always part of, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, that's the plan this week, because it's always part of the plan, and we have to do a better job as coaches to help the guys be in position to make plays, and then the guys got to go out there and execute. So that's always on the forefront of our mind, and you know that started yesterday for the Rams preparation, and it'll continue on today.
Nick, our guy here, James Seltzer, in the 6 o'clock hour, and me and him got in a heated discussion on if you were A.J. Brown, would you be frustrated? So I would be. I'd be happy to be 2-0, but I'd be frustrated to not get the ball more. If you were A.J. Brown, would you be frustrated?
Yeah, you know, I think, and that's good debate, and I get that. You know, I think everybody has an opinion on, like, what guys should feel or what they shouldn't feel or this and that. The fact of the matter is, you know, there's a lot of things that we go about our business with and say, you know, people might not understand this, but that's okay. We're a team. And I love AJ's selflessness. We saw him for an entire year, right? We saw him for an entire year. And now he had 1,000 yards last year and played really well and made a lot of really good plays for us. But, you know, obviously we ran our offense last year through Saquon. He had 2,000 yards, right? So we saw him for an entire year do the things necessary to help us win without the ball in his hands, while also getting the ball. You know, while also getting the ball. And so, like we talk about this a lot. We don't have to transform ourselves to what the outside world wants us to be or expects us to be, right? And so, and that's part about being part of a team. Like, hey, man, the outside world says, AJ should be mad here. Well, you know, that's just not reality of a football team. And it happens with a lot of different topics. So, you know, AJ has been a great teammate. No doubt in my mind that, you know, that there's a lot of overreaction, week in, week out in the NFL. I mean, we play it once a week, and we're not like a baseball team that plays every day. You play once a week. So there's a lot of things to talk about. So, we understand that. So it's a roller coaster out there, and our job is to stay steady. Like, for us to be a successful team, AJ Brown is going to have the same production that he's had the last 3 years here. And in the midst of a 17 game season, you don't ride the roller coaster off of 2 weeks. And that, I'm not saying shoot, by no means am I saying you guys shouldn't do it. I mean, that's your job. Like, that's what you guys do. You know, but that's another thing. Like, that's not the reality that we have to live to in the building, right? And so you're constantly fighting human nature, constantly fighting outside noise, because our job is to put our head down, go through the process of preparing each week and get ready. And what I've been saying to our guys is find a way to win each game, take a ton of pride in winning any way we can, and then work to get better throughout the week. Repeat, repeat, repeat.
Last week it was tough. You know, Steve Spagnuolo made it tough on our offense because he just threw the kitchen sink at the offense. And when I played coach the West Coast offense, we would handle blitzes with, you know, sight adjustments and hot routes and you know, the pass game blitz adjustments. In your offense, it doesn't feel like we use those as much. We utilize those things as much. Why is that?
Yeah, I would. I'm not going to debate with you on that. But there are you saw some of the, like we threw the ball to. They went a pressure, and Smitty ran an out-breaking route, right, that he got us to third and one on. Same thing with A.J. on a slant. There was a deep ball that was, you know, there's different forms of built-ins, and there's different forms of sight and hots.
Right.
And we hit, you know, I thought with all those things that were coming at us, I thought the guys did a really good – Jalen did a really good job of getting the ball out of his hands to the receiver, you know, whether it was built in, whether it was, you know, a hot, he did a really good job of getting that ball to the guys in those scenarios when they did bring one more than you could protect. Right. Mm-hmm. Cause it's always, and that's what you're talking about, right. Mm-hmm. Whether it's away from the slide or not, mm-hmm. you know, you're bringing one more than you can protect. And I thought like what I really loved what happened was, okay, the guy comes free. Jalen got the ball out of his hands. But sometimes when that happens, we know that everybody else is one-on-one when that happens. And really, you know, you could see, like, when we sacked Mahomes, for example, we sacked Patrick Mahomes when Drew Makuba came through, right? But we won our one-on-one with Zadarius, and then we had two people at the quarterback. Well, you know, the thing is, like, when those things happen in this game, we were really firm in protection by the offensive line and by our backs. And then Jalen just had to beat one instead of having to worry about two. You know, another guy come free. So I was really pleased with how that worked out and how we handled that. And there were, you know, and again, like I said, I thought Jalen did a really good job. When we needed a huge play, they brought one more than we could protect. And he got the ball up and down to Smitty. Yeah. With the guy free in his face, you know, they brought one more than we could handle. And we made a big play. And you know, again, we just got to keep getting better. Are we where we want to be right now? No, but we're also at the second game of the season. And we know there's process and steps to this of getting to playing their best football by the end of the year.
Nick Sirianni here with us on WIP, 5 days from the Eagles and the Rams. Nick, let's talk about the tush push for the 5 millionth time. Are you tired of the tush push being treated with scorn by so many people across the nation? I actually do not think it should be in pro football. I'm one of the few locally that says it. Maybe I'm one of the few locally.
We strongly disagree with him, Nick. We hate it.
But
hey,
is it?
Brother, yeah. You better get off that train.
Yeah, we don't
That's
like
what we're saying,
coach.
Man. We've
we
been saying
like
it,
Joe.
Nick.
Our ratings would be higher. People.
He's bringing our show down, yeah. Nick. You know,
but Nick, the people like me, and it is more on the national level. I mean, the broadcasters officiating. You know, like, is it frustrating to constantly have scorn presented toward your team for something you succeed with?
Now, that's a really good question, but you know, I don't, just like I talked to you guys about a minute ago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, I got to control the things I can control, and I can't ride the roller coasters of emotion of, you know, the outside this building. Like, I don't watch any of the news stuff. I can't get myself into that because I want to be steady through it all. And, you know, if I'm out there listening to somebody dog one of our plays, then I'm I don't want to go there. Like, it's not necessary for me to go there. So I'd try to, like, the only time that I guess I'm answering questions like that is when I'm in the media. So I'm not seeing all the same things that you guys are.
Sure.
But I'm taking it from your question that we're getting a lot of pushback. Hey, I love the fact that we have a play that is really hard to stop that people want to ban. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's
sure
pretty. When else have they done that? They did that with, Wilt Chamberlain,
yep,
when
dunking.
He was dunking too,
yep,
much.
Exactly.
They're afraid. They fear what they cannot stop.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's pretty darn cool. Like, when you, when you can invoke people wanting to change the rules of the game to stop something that you do really well because of the players that you have on your football team, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
I admit that.
It's an accomplishment.
Nick, the defense, are they further along than you thought they would be when you knew in March you were losing, you know, five or six really good players?
I think, again, there's steps to it. Are we playing good football right now? Yeah. I mean, did we have some things that we want back from the Dallas game? Of course. And even last game, right? We got the, you know, they had a couple plays that, you know, you look at, and we got to do better at in those aspects. But, there's process to this. There's steps to this. Did we play a really good game on defense on Sunday? We did. You know, I thought fundamentally we tackled really well. Fundamentally we got off the blocks really well. Fundamentally, you know, we were able to take the ball away. I counted them as two turnovers because, you know, we stopped them on fourth down deep in their territory. So fundamentally, you know, being on the same page, all those different things, I thought we did a good job, and we got to continue to get better at that. We get better at the whole, you know, the whole deal. But I did think we played really well on defense on Sunday.
Coach, last year we blitzed, our defense blitzed defensive backs at the lowest rate in the NFL. And then on Sunday, you know, we're sending DBs, we're single backer dogging them, we're stemming the backers, the edges, and we're sending them. It was aggressive.
Oh, you're fired up about that.
Blitz aggressive. You know, what changed? Why was the defense so much more blitz aggressive on Sunday?
Every game, every year, every scenario calls for different. You know, if we play it the same every single time, you know, that's unrealistic. So, you know, every game calls for something different. That's what the game called for. And maybe sometimes you go in with stuff and you don't use it. And sometimes you go in with stuff and you use it all. Like, and so it's just the way I just, again, can't tell you how much we love having Coach Fangio here to be able to dial it up. One of the best in the business ever to do it, ever. And that's it's great to have him, and he's doing a great job of leading the defense.
And this week, what's the toughest part about scheming up a game plan against Sean McVay?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for Coach McVay, of everything that he's been able to do and the type of coach he is. You know, so he presents a lot of challenges, a lot of different things, a lot of different you know, different looks that look similar. You know, they got really good players. You know, they have, you know, good receivers. They got a good quarterback. They got, you know, good running back. They're solid at the offensive line. So, you know, that, you know, him dialing it up, Coach McVay dialing it up with the players that he has, that's always going to present problems. But we got to go through our process, get ourselves ready to play this game. Obviously, we're early on in our preparation, but look forward to another opportunity for us to go out there and show we're tough, detailed together, continue to improve. When you play these opponents that we're playing, these solid opponents that we're playing, you know this. Like, you go against the Chiefs, who's a really good opponent, you're going to get better coming out of that game because you went against a really good opponent. We know the same thing is the case with the Rams.
Hey, Nick, good luck Sunday versus the Rams. Thanks. And good luck trying to get to 3-0. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Coach.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. All right, always good having Sirianni on the program, as we typically will Tuesdays during the football season. Normally when they play a Sunday game, he'll be with us Tuesdays at 8:40. Occasionally we will give you an encore presentation of that early in our Wednesday show. You can react, 215-592-9494. You know what's one thing that stood out to me? He's gotten really good at yes, no questions, not answering yes or no. If you were A.J. Brown, would you be frustrated? He talks for 2 minutes, and it's an interesting answer. I'm
I thought
not
it was a really fascinating answer.
I'm not saying it's not, but you know what he didn't say? Yes or no.
Yeah.
Which is wise by him.
Of course, yeah.
It's wise. He doesn't get tagged with, yes, I'd be frustrated, which...
He implied no, though. Like, he basically was like, a lot of people outside are...
Let me tell you
are inferring what people inside the building feel, but we're a team, was what he said.
Let me tell you something, James. I've seen highlights of Nick Sirianni, the college wide receiver.
Oh, wow.
And that guy.
Oh, it's a nut.
That guy would have been frustrated.
Yes.
That guy would have been frustrated. I'm just putting that out there in the world. All right, 215-592-9494. Hey, let's give you a chance not to be frustrated, but to be happy. You can win not one, but two prizes on our program today. Obviously, you can weigh in on the Sirianni interview. What stood out to you? 215-592-9494. But when you also call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, one of the great funny people in the last, 30, 35 years in America. Phenomenal. Sandler's My Best Friend Tour. It's coming to town on Friday. Coming to town in 2 days at the Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. You can also win my book. The book is called The Best of Philly Sports. It's available right now for purchase on Amazon.com. The Best of Philly Sports, amazing moments and stories in Philadelphia sports history. Obviously showcasing the great stuff in the history of our town sports-wise. Amazon.com for that. All right, here's the question you got to answer to win not one but two prizes today. The best fictional work character of all time. Now, why? Well, because MASH came out on this day back in the 70s. And MASH was Boffo, right? So MASH was a huge deal.
Boffo, indeed.
You had the movie, and then you had the show, and you had a lot of great characters. So here's the deal. In honor of all those great characters, including the Hot Lips, Houlihan, or whatever the hell her name was.
You went right to her.
I
went right to her. But I was, who wasn't a fan of...
Pervy Little Joe.
Who was, that was Pervy. Who was the main character?
Hammer, man.
Small Child
main
Joe.
Main character.
Hawkeye?
Hawkeye's the man. But Colonel Potter was great, too. All right, so give us, because there's been a lot of movies, shows, books, many books, set in war. Give us the best fictional character ever from a movie, a show, or a book with a war thing going on. John, best answer for the audience wins the prizes. What are you thinking?
This is one, as a young person, it really struck me. Platoon, the movie.
Oh, sure.
It won a lot of awards, you know, Academy Awards, the big time awards, but it was Charlie Sheen's character.
Yeah.
His name was Chris Taylor. And it was just a powerful portrayal.
What was?
Big time. Charlie Sheen was talented for all of his demons.
Yeah, Devin, answer, war. What are you thinking?
A character that I don't think anyone liked, but was such a great character and portrayed really well by Christopher Waltz, Hans Landa from Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, what a great answer.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's a phenomenal answer.
Appreciate that.
One of the great performances of the 2000s.
So
I did like that movie a lot. James, what are you thinking? War character.
So I thought there was only one winning answer. Devin just gave another that could have won, but Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, Arlie Ermey in Full Metal.
Sure.
It's the unbeatable answer in my mind.
So it's not unbeatable, but it certainly would have been well considered as a potential winner. And Seltzer just freaking grabs it off the board. Rhea, what are you thinking here? War character, fiction.
Yeah,
it can be from a real war, but it's got to be a fictional character.
Well, because we're in radio, and I think it qualifies, but Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam?
Yeah.
I mean, they're in war.
He did not fight.
It absolutely qualifies.
He did not fight during the war, but
it was great.
But
he was so good in that movie.
Yeah, no, that's a great answer. Look, big answers are out there. 215-592-9494. Excuse me. Best answer is going to win the prizes.
All right, there. You got all choked up in my answer.
We'll fill for you for a sec. Get your voice right. You all right over there?
We're going to get to AMA. We're going to get to Sheil Kapati on the birds. That and more. Give us a great war character. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
Hey, after years of wear and tear, you have finally made a decision that it's time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've got a doctor. You've talked to him. You got a date sent. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation, they are here for you. Because what you might not know is attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery. Then once you've got your knee replacement, you already know, you already trust NovaCare's physical therapists to help you fully heal because they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management. You have very unique needs with joint replacement, and NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan to get you feeling strong and back to the things you love to do. It's not a decision anybody comes to lightly, so you need to rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. Choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.